Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey, everyone. It's Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood money whisperer here, and welcome back to Manifesting Money. Today, we're diving into something super important: self-care and its impact on our financial well-being. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh no, not another lecture about meditating, hear me out. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks. It's about nurturing your whole being so you can show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of life, including money. Think of it like this. If you're running on fumes, constantly stressed and depleted, are you really going to make the smartest financial decisions? Probably not. So let's unpack five key takeaways that highlight why self-care is crucial for building healthy financial habits. First up, self-care reduces stress. Stress is a major money killer. We're talking impulsive spending, poor decision-making, and even procrastination on important financial tasks. But when you prioritize self-care, whether it's through exercise, meditation, or simply taking a break to read a good book, you lower your stress levels, creating space for clear thinking about your finances. Ever felt like you were making decisions based on pure panic rather than logic? Yeah, that's stress talking. Second, self-care boosts your confidence and motivation. When you feel good about yourself, you're more likely to take charge of your finances. You'll feel empowered to set goals, create budgets, and make smart investments. It's like this. If you believe in yourself and your abilities, you're more likely to achieve your financial dreams. Third, self-care helps you stay focused and productive. We all have those days where we just can't seem to get anything done. But by making time for self-care, you're essentially giving yourself the energy and focus to tackle important financial tasks like paying bills, saving money, or even researching investment opportunities. Fourth, remember that self-care is an investment, not a luxury. It's about putting your well-being first so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life, including finances. Think of it this way. If you invest in good health, wouldn't you be more likely to make healthier financial decisions? You wouldn't neglect your physical health, would you? Self-care is just as important for your mental and emotional well-being, which directly impacts your money mindset. Finally, self-care allows for a healthy relationship with money. When we're constantly stressed or feeling depleted, it's easy to develop unhealthy habits around money overspending, avoiding financial decisions altogether, or even experiencing anxiety around finances. But when you prioritize self-care, you create space for a more balanced and positive relationship with money. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super-driven entrepreneur. She's launching her business, working crazy hours, barely sleeping, and constantly feeling overwhelmed. She's also struggling to manage her finances. She's overspending on takeout because she has no time to cook. She's missing bill payments because she's too stressed to even think straight. And she's avoiding talking about money with anyone because it just feels overwhelming. Sound familiar? Sarah needs a self-care intervention. By taking some time for herself, maybe going for walks in nature, practicing mindfulness, or simply scheduling regular me time, Sarah can start to reduce her stress levels, regain clarity, and approach her finances with a calmer, more balanced perspective. Self-care isn't just about feeling good. It's about empowering yourself to make better financial decisions, achieve your goals, and ultimately live a richer, more fulfilling life. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Take care of yourself, prioritize your well-being, and watch your financial success flourish. So, what's one thing you're going to do today to prioritize self-care? Maybe it's taking a short walk, enjoying a hot bath, or simply disconnecting from technology for 30 minutes. Remember, even small acts of self-love can have a huge impact on your financial well-being. Until next time, keep manifesting those money dreams. I'm Laura Bennett, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.